A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Hail Silver! Away!
Under the thick curtain of a moonless night, the large iron entrance gate to Territorial Prison was almost invisible, and an armed guard behind it dozed fitfully until he heard the approaching hoofbeats of the Lone Ranger's great horse, Silver.
Oh, Silver, easy. Eddie, Silver, I won't be long.
Who's there?
Friend of the warden. He sent for me.
Well, wait a minute till I make a light. Why, you're masked.
The warden said he'd leave orders with you to admit...
Masked? Yes, that's right. He did tell me a man wearing a mask might show up tonight.
Good.
I'll open up. Now, follow me.
Right.
Come in.
The gent you was expecting.
Good evening, Warden.
Well, I'm certainly glad to see you. You got my letter?
Yes, 3 days ago.
I appreciate you making the trip. I need help.
Trouble?
Not exactly, but I think you'll be interested. Bogard.
Yes, sir?
Convict Walters is waiting downstairs. Bring him up.
Yes, sir.
Anything wrong, Warden?
Yes and no. Sit down, won't you?
Thanks.
Remember several months ago, it was your suggestion that I asked the governor to establish a parole system here in the territory?
Did he agree?
Yes, he did. In fact, that's the reason I hoped you'd get here before midnight.
Well, I don't understand.
The first convict to be paroled under the new system will be released tonight.
Good. I'm glad you sent for me.
No, this man's a lifer. He's already done 20 years.
Good behavior?
Excellent.
He deserves another chance.
And I want to give it to him, but... Well, that's where you come in.
Is that so?
Ever hear of Buck Walters?
No, I can't say I have.
Well, the guard's bringing him up now. I want you to hear what he has to say. Do you mind waiting in the next room? Leave the door open enough for you to see and hear.
No, not at all.
You'll understand what I mean when you hear what he has to say.
I'll wait.
Come in.
Here he is, Warden.
Oh, good. That'll be all, guard. Walters, I suppose you're wondering why I had you removed from your cell and spend the whole evening waiting downstairs.
After 20 years, Warden, I've stopped wondering about anything.
I wish I could be sure of that.
Why?
Because I'm going to set you free, Buck. Free on parole.
Free? On parole? What's that mean?
Well, all you have to do is give me a word of honor that you'll stay out of trouble. Then write me a letter once a month and tell me what you're doing.
Well, sounds too good to be... You know I was framed into here in the first place. I didn't kill Gib Moxley.
Buck, for just a minute I'm going to talk like a private citizen, not as the warden of territorial prison. I agree with you. I think you were framed.
And why was I...
But I'm not a judge or a jury. I never have been. It all happened 20 years ago. Moxley's dead, and so is your old boss, Sam Kane. Best thing for you to do is to forget it and start clean.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Will you give me your word? Your word of honor?
That I'll stay out of trouble?
You know what I mean. Dade Moxley, the old man's son, is probably still living over in Cottonwood Basin. I'd want you to hunt him up and carry on that old feud.
I'll give you my word I won't go gunning for Dade Moxley, if that's what you mean.
That's good enough for me.
Thanks, Warden.
Here's your parole notice and my hand that's wishing you all the luck.
Thanks. I'm no good at fancy speeches, Warden. But, well, it'll be just like you said. Word of honor.
I'm betting on you. Goodbye, Buck. The guard will release you at the main gate.
Well, goodbye.
Well, what do you think?
I think you made a very good choice. I like that man's looks.
You know, a man does a lot of thinking when he's in prison for 20 years. It's that thinking and the revenge that goes with it that makes me wonder about Buck. Still, he was a model prisoner. The logical man to be released...
You want me to keep an eye on him. Is that it?
I'll confess. That's the reason I sent for you.
Have you any idea where he'll head for now that he's free?
Well, Cottonwood Basin is where he was born and raised, and I think Sam Kane's old ranch is still there.
Thanks. I'll look it over.
I don't know what to say. I've got a hunch I'm asking you to trail an ex-convict with murder in his heart, even though he promised not to.
Well, let's let Buck Walters decide that, Warden. Adios, and you'll hear from me.
Long time, Kemosabe. Me think...
We have an important job to do, Tonto. Your horse saddled or gear packed?
Here, Scout.
How far away is this Cottonwood Basin, do you know?
Ride night. Maybe one day.
Good. Now, we've got to get there ahead of a man who left territorial prison about an hour ago.
Him crook?
No, Tonto. He's the first prisoner in the territory to be released on his word of honor. We're going to see that he keeps it.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
Flora Kane was worried. Managing the Square J cattle ranch was a big job. A job that put anxious lines in her face as she idly watched a nondescript cowpuncher ride up to the ranch house.
Oh. Howdy, ma'am.
Howdy.
Wonder if I could see the boss of this spread.
Well?
Where is he?
You're talking to the boss. What is it you want?
You mean you were... Well, I'll be doggone.
What's wrong? Is it so unusual for a woman to operate a cattle ranch?
No, not for a woman to run one, ma'am. A young girl like you...
I'm 23 years old and fully able to do the job. Now, what is it you want?
Well, I'm not a saddle tramp, ma'am. I'm a cowhand. I thought maybe you could...
Yes, I can use another hand. But I can't afford to pay as much as some of the other ranchers do.
How much?
40 a month and found.
Sounds fair enough.
All right. You can check in over at the bunkhouse. The foreman and the boys are working the south range. They'll be back at supper time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, by the way, what's your name?
Name? Why,
Well, you have a name, haven't you?
Well, sure. But why don't you just call me Slim?
Mm-hmm. Slim what?
That's all, just Slim.
All right. I suppose this is just my day to hire men with single names. About an hour ago, I hired an Indian horse wrangler who calls himself Tonto. That's all, just Tonto.
That's so?
You'll find him down by the corral.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, and incidentally, I have two names. Flora Kane.
Kane? Flora? Why, sure, I should have recognized... But you were just a little tyke, hardly 3 years old when I...
What? What's that?
Nothing. Nothing much. You see, Miss Flora, I used to live here in the basin a long time ago. I knew Sam, your pa. I was working for
him. You knew my dad? Oh, Slim, I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, Miss Flora, I'm glad, too. And it's good to know the square J's got a cane behind it.
Thank you, Slim. Well, I have some work to do now. I'll see you at supper time.
Sure. Hi there.
Well, how?
You must be the Indian horse wrangler.
Me, Tonto.
I just signed on this outfit, too. My name's Buck... Slim.
Oh.
The old Square J, huh? Sure feels good to... Say, you know anything about this spread?
Just what Chinese cook fella tell. Him say there plenty trouble here.
Yeah? Where is this cook?
Him named Chang, work in kitchen over there.
Let's go over and talk to him.
Chang, this new rider, call him Slim.
Pleased to know you. Very good.
Hi, Chang. Tonto tells me there's trouble around here. That right?
If so, Missy Flora worry all the time.
What's wrong?
Steers on range, die without cause. Over 200 die within week.
Sounds like a disease of some kind.
Chang, not know. All the times he miss a flurry, worry more. Excuse, please. Need to put supper on table.
Yeah, sure. Say, Tonto, who's a foreman here, do you know?
Well, me not see him. Chang say foreman in house now. Make talketh, Miss Kane.
I'll like as not we'll see him later anyway. Let's wash up for supper.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Miss Kane. There just ain't any answer to it. We found 40 more dead steers on the South Range today.
I know. And if it keeps up, I won't have any cattle left. That means no beef to ship and no money.
I'm awful sorry, honest, I am.
Oh, it isn't your fault, Dade. What puzzles me is that there's no other ranch in the valley reporting any epidemic. But even that little spread across the river, the Bar Q is shipping more stock than we are.
I don't know.
Well, there's no use crying about it. Let's go to the cook shack for supper. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Dade. I hired a couple of new hands today. An Indian. Oh, Tonto! Slim, come here.
Yeah?
I want you to meet your boss.
Oh.
This is Dade Moxley, my foreman.
Hi, Injun. If you can handle horses, you and me will get along fine.
And this is Slim. He used to know
Moxley. Moxley. Dade Moxley's the foreman on this ranch.
But do you know Dave?
Slim, huh? Since when did you start hiring convicts, Miss Kane?
Convicts?
Like this broken-down saddle tramp here. His name's not Slim. He's Buck Walters, a murdering skunk who killed my father 20 years ago.
Oh, no, Dade. You must be mistaken.
Listen, Walters. I'm giving you 1 minute to get off this ranch and stay off.
I made a promise I'd stay out of trouble. If it wasn't for that, I'd take
Chuck
care
Curley,
of...
grab this jail fodder. It's over, Chuck.
Is it true, Slim? Or Buck, or whatever your name is? About being a convict, I mean.
That part of it's true, Miss Flora, but it's...
Hold on to him now. I'll give that murdering skunk a send-off. Oh, and here's another one for good luck.
No, that's not fair. You hit feller when him not hit back.
Stay out of this redskin or I'll show you...
come in plenty.
Oh. Gun that engine. Blast both of them.
No, no, don't.
Buck, you come with Tonto, quick.
There they go, down by the corral.
What are we going to do?
Tonto, over here.
Mask, what's this?
Come, we ride double on my horse.
All right.
There's a mask out with him. Let him have it, boys.
Head for camp, Tonto. I'll cover you.
Get him up.
No, of us let you walk. Here it comes.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Although flying lead was dangerously close, it was only a matter of seconds until the Lone Ranger had placed the square J horse corral between himself and the blazing guns of the ranch hand.
Oh, my arm! Lick me in the shoulder.
Let go, Ranger.
Hold your fire, boys. Hold it. You'll have to hit some of the horses.
Long Silver!
Who was that critter?
He was wearing a mask.
Yeah, another convict like Buck Walters. I'll tell the sheriff about him in the morning. Now finish your supper, boys. I'll tell Miss Kane what happened. All right.
Oh, Silver, oh, steady, big fella. Well, I see you made it all right, Toto.
Ah, you're not hurt, you must have been.
No, not a scratch. Oh, where's Buck Walters?
I don't know who you are, mister, and Toto won't tell me, but I owe both of you plenty for pulling me out of that scrape.
No, you don't, Buck.
You don't understand. I'm packing a gun, but I couldn't use it back there because I promised...
Yes, I know, Buck. It took a lot of self-control to remember that promise when you got into trouble.
But how did you know that? Say, who are you? You must be riding back trails because you're wearing a mask.
Never mind. It isn't important. Say, what do you know about all these Square J steers that have been dying off?
Only what Chang the cook told Tonto and me.
I was looking over some of Miss Kane's stock on the West Range this afternoon. They're pretty thin and scrawny.
Sounds like the critters are eating bad grass or something.
Maybe.
I guess after what happened in the cook shack, Miss Flora ain't got much use for me. And if she wants to hire Dade Moxley for a foreman, that's her own business. But I hate to see your stock die off.
Yeah, so do I. Buck, do you know where there's a patch of good grazing land outside of Cottonwood Basin?
Well, I haven't been around here for quite a spell. There used to be a little valley on the other side of the slope.
Good. How far away?
20, maybe 30 miles west.
Toto, do you think you could get back to the Square J without being seen and pick up Buck's saddle horse?
Ah, me do it.
Good.
Here, Scout.
Hey, what's going on?
You need your horse, Buck. We're going to do a little cattle rustling.
Get him up, Scout!
Rustling? I never figured you...
Don't reach any conclusions, Buck. Wait till Tano gets back, and we'll all head for the West Range.
Oh, fella.
Isn't that a herd of Square J stock bedded down over there?
Sure.
Otto, see if you can cut out a couple of steers without making too much noise.
Wait a minute. I've done that job 1,000 times. Let me handle it.
All right, Buck, go ahead. Get 2 of the leanest ones, those that look the worst.
Yeah. In a bit.
Nosey job, Tonto. Look how he's nudging those 2 away from the herd. Eh?
Buck feller, plenty good cowman.
Oh. These 2 steers all right?
Good. Well, there's no moon. We'll be all right if the cattle just keep quiet. Now we'll head for that valley.
Yeah, I know I'm right, Sheriff. Heard the critters thrashing around. With outlaws on the range, I figure we'd better come out to me.
Moxley.
Yeah, I don't know, Dave. All this talk about cattle rustling and mask outlaws don't make sense to me.
Moxley, Dave Moxley and a lawman.
This is one time I'm not anxious to see any lawman.
I told you about the redskin who was around.
Well, that does it. We'll have to run for it. Toto, you and Buck herd these steers. Keep them ahead of you and head west.
Rustlers, right over there, Sheriff. Oh, rein up or I'll shoot.
Get moving. I'll make some noise. Try to lead them off.
Get your critters. Come on, high table.
Get them up, Scout. Only way to stop them is with lead.
All right, Silver. Come over here.
There he is. It's a mass critter again. Look, Sheriff.
Warm Silver. Buster, Silver. Buster.
An hour past daybreak the following morning before the Lone Ranger trailed Buck Walters and Tonto to a hidden valley 15 miles west of the Square J Ranch.
Oh, Silver, steady. Hello, Tonto. Buck.
Hey, big fella.
Did you lost that Moxley critter and the sheriff, all right?
Oh, it wasn't hard to do. Hey, this is a nice little valley. The 2 steers seem to like it.
Sure. Look at them crop that grass.
Cows plenty hungry.
Good. At least half of my guess is right.
You mind telling me what this is all about? You see, I'm on parole from territorial prison. And I broke that when I helped you rustle these critters.
You won't regret it, Buck. I promise you won't.
I figured you was trying to help Miss Flora.
I am. You won't get in trouble.
You have my word of honor.
Well, that's good enough for me. What do we do now?
Well, you're going to stay here with those cattle for a few days. If they fatten up, we'll know there's something wrong with the Square J range. If they don't...
Where are you and Tonto going?
Back to camp. I've got to think of some way to meet Chang, Miss Kane's cook.
Chang? What's he got? Well, I guess you know what you're doing. Just be sure no lawman picks up your back trail. If they found me here with those steers, I'd be caught red-handed.
I'll remember. Steady, big fella. Ready, Tonto?
Huh? You ready?
We'll see you before the end of the week, Buck.
Yeah, lots of luck.
Thanks. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Scout.
Chang, the Square J's Chinese cook, was gifted with the placid calm of a true Oriental. Very few things disturbed Chang. That is, very few things except an Indian bending over his bunk in the dead of night.
Chang. Chang.
What?
What is? The red man.
You won't help Miss Kane so she not worry anymore?
Chang is but an humble cook. He knows not how to...
Me know. You come, meet friend, and we fix him.
Friend? You speak in riddles.
Come, you see.
It is truly said that curiosity can be both a virtue and an evil. I choose to believe the former. I will accompany you.
That's good. Not make any noise now. Maybe somebody here.
I move with the silence of a shadow.
Then we ride to friend's camp.
Now, do you understand what I mean, Chang? The plan may not work. But if it does, I'll need your help.
My humble opinion, the masked man is very wise. Chang is honored to aid in August's plan.
Good. How it'll probably happen at supper time tomorrow night. You know what to do?
I have committed your instructions to memory.
Then all that remains to be done, Tonto, is for me to visit the sheriff.
Here, Silver.
You take Chang back to the ranch and meet me here.
Easy, steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
That's the evidence I've uncovered, Sheriff. Receipts of shipments to Dade Moxley from St. Louis. Of course, he may have a legitimate use for something like that, but I doubt it.
So do I. But I'll tell you right now, it's not the evidence that's persuading me to go along with your plan. It's this silver bullet you handed me.
Regardless of the reason, I need your help.
And you'll have it. Where is this valley where Buck Walters is holed up?
About 15 miles west of here. I'll describe the landmarks, and you won't have any trouble finding it.
I'll leave for there first thing in the morning.
Good.
Don't move, Walters. I got you covered.
Hey, what?
Keep your hands up and turn around.
The law. The sheriff.
It's a good guess for a cattle rustler.
But how'd you ever trail me up here?
A friend of yours tipped me off. Those two branded steers over there prove he was right. We'll take them along.
Friend? Was he a tall gent with a black mask?
Something like that. Now hand over your gun and climb on your cayuse. We're heading back for the Square J.
Here you are. Not a low-down double-crossing... He promised. Word of honor.
What are you gabbing about?
Nothing. Somebody said there's no honor among thieves. He was sure right.
Hit the leather, Buck. Got lots of riding to do.
Hey, you waddies. Look at what's heading this way from the main trail. The sheriff. Jailbird Buck Wallers in tow. I want you around the house and tell Miss Flora. She'll want to know this. And he's got two of our steers trailing with him. Caught their critter cold.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Sheriff.
Got a prisoner with me. It's quite a ride into town. Any objections if we stop here for some grub?
Oh, not at all, Sheriff. So I was right. It was Buck Walters who rustled our beef.
Looks that way. How about some food?
Sure, sure. Me and the boys were just sitting down. Bring on the grub, Chang.
Want something to eat, Buck? No, thanks.
And we ought to string him up right here, Sheriff. Save the law a lot of time and money.
Oh, no, I'd better... Hey, what's wrong with this grub? Hasn't your cook got any salt around here?
Yeah, it does taste like... Hey, Chang, bring in some salt.
So sorry. Not have salt till right now. Here, me feel big can.
How come you run out?
Not know. Search long time. Just find big sack under your bunk, Mr. Moxley. Feel can.
What? You found a sack of salt under my bunk?
That right.
Go on, Dade. Salt your grub so I can help myself.
No, I'm not hungry.
What's wrong with you? Not scared of the salt, eh?
No.
Then use it.
No.
Why not, Moxley?
Well, I...
Because you know that it wasn't salt that you had in that sack under your bunk. That it was arsenic?
Arsenic! Why, where'd you ever get a local idea like that?
Same place a lot of your dead steers got it off of some of the salt cakes you put out on the range after you treated them with arsenic.
That's a lie!
Even though you had the stuff shipped out here from St. Louis by express. Ain't that the reason you didn't want Buck Walters or anybody else to take cattle off your range? You knew they'd get well away from your poison.
Why, you're crazy. I'm the foreman here. Why would I poison our own stock?
Might be because you own the bar Q on the side. Less cattle Miss Kane shipped, the more for you.
Why, you meddling... I'll drill you or any other hombre who tries to stop me from getting out of here. I'll show
you.
The outlaw. I'll move my hand.
You're lucky you only drilled your hand. Mighty fine shooting.
Did the scheme work, Sheriff?
Just like you figured.
Good.
I've got a lot of apologizing to do to you, Buck.
You mean...
Bringing you in was part of the plan to throw Moxley off his guard. Worked perfect.
Then I'm not up for rustling, and this gent with a mask didn't break his word after all.
Neither did you, Buck. The sheriff and I are going to ask the warden to change your parole to a pardon.
I heard shooting. What was up? Mask, who are you?
It isn't important, Miss Kane. You've just lost a crooked foreman and gained an honest one.
What?
That is, if you give him the job.
Sure she will when I explain what happened.
I don't understand.
Adios, Sheriff. Come on, fellow.
Well, of all the strange... Who is he?
All I know is he's honest. And he's a gent who keeps his word.
That's just another way of saying the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver! Fire!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.